Dr. Richard Flyer has been my family's pediatrician for 13 years. And to be totally honest, I love the guy. I admire him and I trust him. But 3 years ago, when my son Jack was 10, Flyer said something that floored us. He told Jack he wanted him to stop playing soccer completely. Flyer argued that the dozens and dozens of kids he'd seen with serious, sometimes life-altering concussions, some of them from heading the ball, had convinced him that soccer itself was not safe.
We need to look at these sports realistically and say, are they really something we want our children to do? Do we want to, in the name of sport, put a child's brain in harm's way?
Flyer's warning got me and my wife, Tori, to take a long and uncomfortable look at whether the sport our three kids love is safe. The benefits they get out of the game, those are obvious, but are they worth the risk of a serious injury? For the last few years, we've been struggling with a dilemma that's facing really millions of parents across the country.
I just feel really confused and worried and just unsure what we're supposed to do now.
It's important to say that we became a soccer family partly by design. Our three kids are Jack, who's 13, Gavin is 11, and Allie is 9. When they were little, they all tried a lot of different sports. But when it came time to officially join a team, we really steered them to soccer because we thought it was a safe sport compared to something like football.
Donald Brown left the game with a concussion.
I think I knew enough, and this is now 10 years ago, to know that football wasn't really an option for our kids.
Because it wasn't safe.
Because it was considered unsafe.
Then in 2008, that idea was driven home by an awful tragedy in our town. A 16-year-old football player at Montclair High School, Ryan Doherty, died from a brain hemorrhage he got tackling during a game. 3 weeks before, he'd had another hard hit and a concussion. The whole town was really shaken up by his death. Did we console ourselves thinking, well, that couldn't happen to our kids? I don't know. Maybe. But we kept signing the kids up, and they were playing and loving soccer.
I really like playing how there are positions because there's like a special thing that you have to do when you're doing it, so you feel like you're an important part of it.
You get to move around a lot, and that you have to be a good team, not just be composed of good players.
Soccer is just the best sport there is, period.
That said, I can't pretend that Dr. Flyer's warnings weren't always somewhere in the back of our minds. In 2012, one of Jack's teammates, a boy named Nick Graham, went up for a header, fell to the ground, and suffered such a severe concussion that his headaches and dizziness didn't get better for months. Nick left the team, and he hasn't played since. Within the last year, at least three of Jack's teammates have suffered concussions. Did that make us think about taking Jack or any of our kids out of soccer? Honestly, no. Seeing them learn the value of hard work and dedication, how to handle the successes and the failures, it all seemed worth it to us.
In this day and age, there's so many warnings, parental warnings. It's not safe to walk to school. It's not safe to drink that drink. It's not safe to watch that screen. There's so many no's. And quite frankly, some of the things in life that are the most fun and are most rewarding have some risk involved. And I'm not encouraging my kids to skydive. What I'm saying is, soccer is fun, and it's thrilling, and it's exciting.
And it gives them so
and
much.
It gives them a lot of pleasure, so I wasn't prepared to take that away from them.
But then, during the 2014 World Cup, which we loved, but also where we saw some of those really brutal blows to the head, I read this story about a movement to take heading out of kids' soccer because of concern over concussions. I raised this question with a friend who has spent his entire life around the game. Declan Carney was born in Ireland. He manages my son Jack's team, and our sons have played together for several years.
There's no question that concussions need to be dealt with and need to be taken very seriously whenever they happen. But if soccer, heading a soccer ball, was actually a real danger of some sort of brain injury, I think it would have exhibited itself somewhere in medical history in Europe or in South America or in Asia where people play soccer pretty much all their life and have done for the last 80-100 years. And I don't think the science says it's there.
I checked, and Declan's right. There aren't any large-scale, long-term studies connecting soccer to brain injury among the millions of soccer players in Europe or South America or Asia. But that article I read cited one small American study showing that adult amateur soccer players who headed the ball a lot, between about 900 and 1,500 times a year, showed abnormalities in their brains, represented here by the red and yellow sections. These are effects similar to what you'd see in concussions.
But many of these players said that they hadn't had concussions, the suggestion being that hitting might be causing brain trauma without players recognizing they've been hurt. But keep in mind, 900 to 1,500 headers a year is way more than any kid I know ever heads the ball, even when they're regularly practicing it.
But that article also quoted this man, Dr. Robert Cantu. He's a neurosurgeon, he co-directs a brain study center at Boston University, and he's one of the nation's top experts on youth concussions. Cantu acknowledges the science connecting soccer with brain injury is limited. He, in fact, has called for much more research to be done. But even so, he thinks it's better to be safe than sorry and not allow young kids to head the ball.
If you took heading out of soccer, it wouldn't be behind football in the incidence of concussion. It wouldn't even be in a high-risk group. It would be in a low-risk group.
Cantu told me that heading the ball, as well as the collisions and the hard falls to the ground that often accompany them, are problematic for kids because, unlike adult brains, kids' brains are still developing.
The young brain is largely not myelinated. Myelin is the coating of nerve fibers that connect nerve cells. Similar to coating on a telephone wire, it helps transmission, but it also gives strength. And so when you violently shake the young brain, you have a much greater chance to disrupt nerve fibers and their connections than you do an adult brain.
And there's this. A kid's head sits on a less developed neck and torso than an adult's, so the same blow might cause more damage to a kid than to a grown-up.
So you've got a bobblehead doll effect with our youngsters, so that the very minimal impact is now going to set their brain in much more motion than it would an adult brain with a strong neck.
Cantu says strengthening kids' neck muscles can help, but soccer helmets and headgear don't really offer much protection. So he says there's only one thing left to do.
Take the most injurious activity for head injury out of it, but let the rest of the sport go on, and that's playing soccer without heading.
Some others who know far more about the game than I do are listening to Cantu, one of whom you might recognize. Brandi Chastain's dramatic penalty shot against China won the 1999 World Cup for the U.S. She also helped win gold for the U.S. at two different Olympics. She now lives in Northern California with her husband and her 8-year-old son, Jaden. She coaches his team and helps coach a Division I team at Santa Clara University. And she, along with several of her former teammates from the U.S. national team, have joined forces with Dr. Cantu's organization.
We don't need to have heading in youth soccer, 14 and younger.
The interesting thing is, just a few years ago, Chastain was on NBC saying heading was safe for kids as long as they were trained correctly.
This is a part of the game, and I think it's an important part, and I think it's a beautiful part of the game.
You, at the time, were saying, I think that it can be taught to kids, and it should stay in the game for kids. Now you think differently. I wonder what was it in particular that changed your mind?
I think it was hearing the information that Dr. Cantu was putting out. The more I started hearing about it and the more research that has come out, I just thought, I have to protect them. And I know that soccer doesn't need to exist at this young age.
Chastain admitted that so far, their campaign really hasn't taken off. Just a handful of programs have removed heading. She says the lead really has to come from the top, from the International Governing Body of Soccer, or FIFA, and the U.S. Soccer Federation. Those organizations are currently being sued by a group of soccer parents in California who say the groups haven't done enough to protect kids from head injury.
We reached out to FIFA and to the U.S. Soccer Federation for comment. While neither would go on the record, citing the litigation, they both said that player safety is a priority, and the Federation indicated heading and concussions are among the topics regularly reviewed by its policymakers.
Back in New Jersey, the soccer season rolls on. We see a fair amount of heading, especially at my older son's games. The boys take hard headers, soft ones. They score goals with them. Our soccer club, Montclair United, says it's very concerned about concussions, and it trains our coaches thoroughly. But they say they don't make the rules, and so heading remains a part of our game. And quite frankly, there's a lot of doubt on a lot of people's minds that heading is a problem at all.
I have a 13-year-old son that I want to protect as much as anybody wants to protect their son. But I will let my son head a ball because I see no evidence whatsoever that there is a danger for anybody in youth soccer playing heading a ball.
But then my pediatrician, Dr. Flyer, says taking heading out doesn't go far enough, in his opinion. He says what he has seen in his own patients is evidence enough the sport isn't safe for kids.
We had this 30-year experiment. You know, the results are coming in. It's not safe for children to do this. It's a contact sport. And you know, that's almost a euphemism. It's a brain-injuring sport. And if I don't get this information across, even at the risk of upsetting people, I've failed.
So where does all this leave us? My wife and kids and I still get up every Saturday and Sunday and get ready for another long weekend of soccer. But full disclosure, after all the interviews I've done, Tori and I recently told our kids not to head the ball anymore. So far, it's not been an issue in their games or with their coaches. Even so, when we go out there and cheer them on, our pediatrician's voice is still there in the back of our minds.
Do you feel like we're doing the right thing by letting them play?
We are sort of punting the ball down the field and avoiding a decision, which in and of itself is a decision. Our decision is that we've let our kids continue to play soccer.
And are you okay with that?
Well, you know, I sort of just sit there secretly hoping at the end of every game that they walk off the field in one piece. I just want them to be whole.